Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to weight others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 9th. Monday, July the 9th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, coming at you live on the road, driving from San Antonio, Texas to Boise, Idaho. Y'all know how many miles that is? How many hours that is? I thought driving down to St. Martinville in Louisiana was a drive. This drive I am embarking up on today, me and my family, got the wife and the shearers with me, and we're heading out to Boise. So I want to talk about today spiritual profiling, which is one of the things really on a deeper level, which is really what I do. And I need everybody to, especially the members of the life management system, to over and understand the depth of what that is and what that means. Especially when you look at it coming from, you know, my perspective and my background. Also, because I am moving, there may be a little sound or technical. So just, if, you know, if we get disconnected, just call back in and we're going to keep the party rolling. If the call drops, I'll call right back in, and we'll keep going for the hour. But today I want to talk about when I was in law enforcement, there was something that was a term, you know, that I was introduced to that was called racial profiling. And they taught us how not to be caught up in racial profiling, and how racial profiling and what that is and what that means. And then there were people who are criminal profilers. One of my clients, an old client of mine, way back when I first started, many moons ago, was a former FBI agent. And then a recent client also knew a former FBI agent. And when they compared my system to their system, they said my system was better. Also, when I worked at this large insurance company, and they used a program called the DIST profiling system. And that's a D-I-S-C. There's a lot of other psychological profiling systems that are used by this harmonious arrangement or the dominant culture. And when we look at these systems, it's the way by which you can target a certain group of people or the way that you can observe certain characteristics and attributes or behavioral traits. And the reason why spiritual profiling is so important, because it's just like criminal profiling or racial profiling, is the ability to use and identify certain characteristics and behaviors of a particular individual that allows you to understand or kind of project the behavior of the individual. So in other words, I can look at your attributes and characteristics that are based upon visible symbols that is promoting an invisible substance that is contained in a letter and a number. Let me say that again in English. I can tell everything about you as I did yesterday. What was it yesterday? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday when I spoke at the Fountain of Living Water Apostolic Church, and that was a young brother, actually my wife's nephew, and we did his chart just really briefly, and his brothers were just sitting in the audience, and they was like, wow, yep, that's him, that's him, yep, that's him, because he was operating in the dark side of his profile. So if you can wrap your brain around spiritual profiling, you will never be in a position where you are, one, caught off guard or surprised. You will also know if you are an employer or if you work with a organization, especially if you are in a position where you are engaged in having to make a decision on personnel, or if you are in a church organization, or if you're in your family. Like, I've done all my brothers and sisters, so I know my brothers and sisters' weaknesses and their strengths. I did this for my wife, all my children. Pretty much every time, as you guys know, I've said this before, when I meet someone, the first thing I ask them is their name. Because then the letters of their names are visible symbols of an invisible substance. So I understand that the invisible substance is our attributes and characteristics of the big G that's being perverted by the little G. Simply means the dark side of the gift. So if you are a seven, which is intelligence, what is the opposite of intelligence? Well, the opposite of intelligence is ignorance. So you will find most sevens that I know, when I meet them, they immediately say, that is not me, because they are immediately looking at the strength. But they're not looking at it from the perspective of understanding how it's projected as a weakness. And so if I'm a six, which I am, and that is the number of caring and compassion, which I have, what is the opposite of caring and compassion? That's how I've been living my life. Egotistical, arrogant, disconnected, not interested. So again, most of us operate in the dark side of our profile. So it is your job to understand how to discern yourself, number one. this system, the life management system, is designed for you to understand yourself. Now, once you get a good grip on understanding of yourself, then you can use it to understand somebody else. So one of the biggest mistakes I made, this is why this is so important, is in my marriage with my wife. My wife's a four. Fours are doers. They're hands-on. Anybody knows my wife, they'll tell you she's a doer. Now, threes, sixes, we're talkers. So while I'm talking, my wife is doing. Now, the problem with that is I give what I want, not what my wife needs, especially back in the day. Many of us in relationships, the reason relationships don't work is because we make that mistake. So my wife wants me to do something for her, and I want my wife to say something for me. So my wife has been doing things for me, and I've been saying things to her. When I say I love you to my wife, she wants me to show her I love her. So in the beginning of my relationship, I didn't understand why I was giving the package, but I was using the wrong envelope. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, many people, you have the right book, the Bible, but you have the wrong meaning, the substance. You got the right symbol, but we don't have the right substance. That's why spiritual profiling is so important. Everybody that's a member of the life management system, I originally was going to use that term, spiritual profiling. But I wanted it to be something that was unique for me. So I asked the Father, and I came up with Clarinomics. So behavior clarinomics is what I do, which is another way of saying spiritual profiling. So if you could wrap your brain around what I'm going to get ready to share, every person that you meet, you can immediately know their strengths and their weaknesses. You know what to say around them and what not to say. More importantly, you know what to do and what not to do. So I know now what I didn't know in the beginning with my wife, which is I don't tell my wife I love you. I go to the store and I buy flowers and I bring them home. Or I buy makeup. Or she got a brand new Michael Kors watch. And she loves the watch. So now for me, if my wife, which my wife has, she brought me some name brand perfume called, what's it called? I forgot the name of it. In that big bottle. Jupe. Yeah, she brought me some Jupe. Now, that Jupe that my wife brought was very expensive. My wife also brought me a very expensive watch. I don't even know where it's at right now. She ain't too happy about that. My wife has also bought me she brought me clothes, shoes, and all of the stuff my wife was buying me, I didn't feel anything because my wife wasn't talking to me. So I need people that talk. Me and my sister Linda get along. Me and my sister Brenda, we get along good, but we don't get along as well as my sister Linda. Me and my sister Linda are talkers. Linda talks to me. That validates me. That makes me feel worth and value. So me and my wife have to learn each other's profile. If we did not do that, we would not have a marriage today. The reason that we're still married today is because I understand that if I want to show my wife how much I love her, I need to understand her spiritual profile the way God made her and stop trying to remake her in my image and allow her to exist in God's image. So now, in addition to telling my wife I love you, I also show her by doing something. And now my wife is expensive, you know, perfume. She still does it, or a fancy watch. She tells me, honey, I love you. That's why the relationship works. Now, if we didn't make that adjustment and I just kept force feeding and just kept telling her while sitting behind a computer how much I love her without doing anything, over time, her emotional bank account, her spiritual bank account would be bankrupt. Because I am making deposits, I'm making withdrawals from her emotional bank account, but I'm not making any deposits. So if you have children, you have to know their spiritual profile. Why? Your your children need to receive, or they can only receive the way that they are required to receive, because that's the way God designed them. So I made the mistake of trying to control people. For example, just yesterday when I was doing the live interview, the lady, Abby, noticed we had difficulty connecting. And she said the reason that we have difficulty with connecting is because of me. And I say, she said, you got a problem with time. And I'm like, yeah. And she immediately knew that my Facebook Live interview, we could not connect until I released my control of time. What does that mean? If you are late, I got problems. Now, we had canceled or rescheduled my Facebook Live interview 3 times. So I was pissed off. So by the time the interview came around, that energy that I was sending out was disrupting the physical connection of our interview. And she picked that up and she said, you got to let go of that, Doc. You cannot control time. I told you the reason why I was late. You got to let that go. Now, why am I saying that? That's spiritual profiling. Spiritual profiling is another fancy way of saying discernment. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you must be a spiritual profiler. In order, because when you, like right now I'm going to Boise, we're driving in the car, so we stopped in this little town to get gas. All Trump supporters, all Caucasians, I have to be able to discern that environment. And can't go driving out on no dark road or no road somewhere and put myself in a bad situation. That's discernment. Now, how do you you can discern cities. For example, when I went to St. Martinville, Louisiana, when I drove, when we crossed the Texas-Louisiana border, my wife immediately said, ooh, wow, that's a strong vibe. I said the same thing. Why? What is the culture? What is the history of the Creole? What's the Creole culture there in Louisiana? What is the French? What did the French bring to the table? You know, what did the Africans bring to the table? Then what did Catholicism bring to the table? When you mix those three together, what do you have? Well, we have what we call root cutting, and they have there in Louisiana blues. Well, B.B. King used to sing the blues, but nobody really understand what that means until you get into the culture. That is also determined by the ley lines, which are, if you add up the numbers of the ley lines, that equals to the viceroy of the city. So each length, if you get the longitude and the latitude, it's like 318 point blah, blah, blah. If you look at those numbers and you add them up, you get the ruling disposition of each city. Ventura, California. I did some research on Ventura, California, and I came up with a particular type of snake that is represented in that particular territory. If you don't deal with that viceroy, that's spiritual profiling. Every city has a profile. Do you know the spiritual profile of the city you live in? If you go to San Francisco, California, and if you don't do the research and understand the spiritual profile, what you're going into, you will be smoked before you even get there. You must know the spiritual profile of the city that you are in. Every city has a spiritual profile that is based upon the longitude and latitude lines. They are called ley lines. Those are called dragon lines. That's the blood. That's the energy line. That's the electromagnetic line. That's what's going on in Hawaii right now. In Hawaii, the ley lines are being exposed. What does that mean? The electromagnetic energy in the earth that is coming up in the form of magma. Magma is the word code for magnet, which is code for magic net, which is code for trapping light. You trap light with magnets. And how do you open up ley lines? Through Project CERN. So in other words, through HARP technology. Everything that's happening on this planet is not by coincidence. Earth is actually a wandering star. That's the word planet means. So you have to understand the spiritual profile of Gaia or Mother Earth. Because why? You're on Earth. So what about your individual's profile? Well, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you have a profile. Now, your profile is made up of the 12 numbers that match up with the 12 cranial nerves inside of your brain. They come together at the top of your brain. That establishes your profile. That is called the circle of Willis. If you go to Google and type that in, and I would like for everybody at the conclusion of today's show to please just humor me. I know I'm a little touched in the head, but just please humor me. Just go to Google and type in circle of Willis, please, because I want everybody to see it. The biological proof of, now remember, this is the visible substance of a invisible or a visible symbol. This is the visible part of it. When you type in the word, this is, now remember, the body is the biological process of a biblical principle. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is spiritual profiling. So the circle of Willis inside of your brain is the biological process of what? Of a spiritual principle. Let me say that again. Just go to Google, type in circle of Willis, and click on image. When you click on it, those 12 cranial nerves come together and make a person. It looks just like a body. It has a head, it has two arms, and it has two legs. Please don't believe me. This is in the top of your brain. This is your crown chakra. Whoever understands that, that's called the butterfly effect, or MK Ultra. That's how you control people's minds. That's the holies of holies. That is, again, the seat of the soul. Now, we can go a lot deeper, but for the sake of today's study, the biological process of the biblical principle of let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, or as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You bring about what you think about. The circle of Willis is the circulatory, or it is the circle that supplies blood to the brain and all of the surrounding tissue. So the circle of Willis is where all of the cerebral arteries unite. This is where all of the blood communicates with every area in the body. This is the circle of Willis. It's the circle of wills, where all of the will, your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect come together. Your circle of Willis is controlled by the 12 numbers that's on your Diakonia report. If you know those 12 numbers on anyone on earth, you can control their circle of Willis. Or at least understand, so you can understand how to communicate with them. So when I do one-on-ones, when I do counseling, I'm at an advantage because I've actually wrote and developed this system. So when I'm talking to you, I understand you sometimes almost more than you understand yourself. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, how in the beep is that possible? Well, remember, when we talk about, you know, criminology, and we're talking about, like, you know, criminal profiling, when we're talking about, you know, the criminal mind, we're talking about how the brain works. Well, the brain works on a profile. Now, this profile is just a program. So criminal profiling is when you really look at somebody and you are able to take their characteristics and attributes to understand or to investigate. It's basically a tool. Now, a criminal profile. Based upon a Okay, I think I'm back. Hope I'm back. Let me see. Let me check right quick. Yes, there I go. Okay. All right. So, thanks everyone for sticking around. Like I said, I am dropping. Oh, it might drop. If it does, just stick around. You may have to disconnect and call back as well. We're gonna keep the show rolling. So I may drop somebody on the call. But again, I'm gonna call right back in. So as I was saying, brothers and sisters, spiritual profiling is very important because it deals with causality, not the effect. Now, it's just like pulling weeds out of the ground. You can go outside and you can pull the top of the weed and it grows right back. That's what everybody's doing. Me, you, everybody else. We are addressing the effect. We're addressing the behavior. So let's say you got anger issues. That's the effect. As I was telling the young men in the men's meeting, there was a young man in there, and I was telling him because I know him because, again, he was a family member. And I was telling him that his anger issues, the root cause of his anger issues. So everybody's talking about what he does, and I'm trying to look at why he does it. So a spiritual profiler is able to delve into the cause. So what is the cause? The cause of all of your behavior is your life-sustaining pattern. Everybody has a life-sustaining pattern. It's called your life path. So the enemy must get you to use your life path and get you to use your cycle, get you to be a psychopath. Or he must get you to be a sociopath. But he will never allow you to be or to operate in your life path. So my system focuses on what God gave me because I was a good narcissist. And I had psychopathic behavior. So I asked the Father, how do I get rid of this psychopathic behavior? How do I stop being a narcissist? How do I stop? And the Father's reply to me was, and then he has in the Bible, resist the devil and he will flee. So resist means you turn your back on it. The word repent means to return to the top. Pent means top. So you got to return back to the top. That means return back to being your highest possible good. That means that you be omnibenevolent. Because why? The Father is omnibenevolent. So to stop bad behavior, you start your highest possible good behavior. See, the problem everybody's doing is what I used to do. I was replacing bad with good. That dog don't hunt. You got to replace bad with your goodest. What does that mean? I was talking to a friend who I really didn't know was a friend. It was a gentleman who had been in and out of prison and had a drug problem. And he was explaining to me, like, how he defeated or how he off the drugs. Because most of us know they don't. Yeah, that's one that's very hard to break. And so I was talking to this gentleman Sunday after church. And my wife was there sitting with him and his wife. We were talking about this thing. How did he change his behavior? Come to find out, me and him had a lot of common. He loves science. He loves spirituality. The combination of science. Never would have guessed. I've known the guy for a while, but I always got it. He's like, all the tattoos, criminal background. I figured, yeah, I'm not going to hang out with this guy. So I did what I tell everybody else not to do. I judged the book by its cover. So based upon the cover of the book, I wasn't interested in reading it. Come to find out, this is probably the number one guy that I needed to be talking to. Because this guy gave me the answer to something that has eluded me for a long time. And what this guy told me totally changed my worldview. Because when I asked him, because I'm not a drug addict, so I don't know nothing about drugs. He told me that he replaced, well, first of all, he told me that the high that he got from doing drugs was what he was chasing. Which I already knew. That's why you can start off with marijuana, and after a year or so of doing that, you got to go to cocaine. And after doing a year or so of doing cocaine, you got to go to crystal meth. Or you got to go, you got to increase, because you're chasing the white rabbit. They're like in the Matrix. That was exactly what he said, which is what I knew. But then the smoking bomb, two things that he said happened. Number one, his friends, they didn't give up on him. And they treated him just as if. They knew he had a problem. He knew he had a problem. But his friends, they didn't care that he had the problem. They still treated him just as if he didn't have the problem. That was number one. But that's not what got him off the drugs. What he said that got him off the drug was he replaced the feeling that he got from drugs with a higher feeling. Now, I've been saying that, but I didn't know that it applied also with drugs and alcohol. Let me explain in English. As a spiritual profiler, you have a feeling that is only released. It only releases the serotonin and the melatonin and the dopamine in your body when you are omnibenevolent. Right now, serotonin and melatonin and dopamine has been released in my body. My drug was women. I was a womanizer. His drugs was cocaine. Everybody, that prevents you from fulfilling your purpose. As a profiler, you have to be able to tell people what their drug is that replaces their drug. Right now, there's a negative habit pattern. That's a drug that releases a chemical that controls a behavior. It must be replaced with the highest possible drug. See, what my friend told me was, if you engage in something that doesn't curl your toes, y'all remember I've been saying this for the last year. I've been talking about toe-curling experiences. I really didn't know what I was saying until I sat down and talked to this guy who had been in and out of prison all his life. Now he's out of prison for good, and he's off drugs for good. How did he do it? He engaged in toe-curling activity. Or he's starting to engage in toe-curling activity. Same thing I've been saying for 20 years. But let me make sure you understand what a toe-curling activity is. That is your highest possible good. Right now, what you're doing is great, but it doesn't curl your toes. It's not your highest possible good. It's not the thing that releases dopamine and serotonin in your body. It may be releasing adrenaline and cortisol. So your negative habit pattern releases adrenaline, cortisol. Your life-sustaining pattern releases dopamine and serotonin. It is a higher good. That is the cause, not the effect. A spiritual profiler understands that your life path was given to you by God to get you to stop you from being a psychopath or a sociopath. Right now, most of us are exhibiting psychopathic or sociopathic behavior. We're not exhibiting some reason for the life management system to show you and help you replace your psychopathic or sociopathic behavior with your life path behavior. Now, the reason why this is so important, as a spiritual profiler, you got to use all 12 numbers, not four or not one. Now, everything I've said thus far, you can go on the internet, you can find for free. What I do, you can't find on the internet, and you can't find for free. Nobody will give you your circle of Willis. The Native Americans call it the medicine wheel. In the ancient texts, in the Vedic and the Sanskrit Hindu texts, it is called the wheel of time. Now, I wish I could take credit and say that I developed this system until I researched what I am doing and found it in a document that was written 6,000 years before the Bible was a thought form. 6,000 years before the Bible was written on stones in cuneiform on the Egyptian walls in Egypt is a diagram that's exactly what I drew for at the men's conference last night, and which is what I've been doing for the last, really strong for the last 5 or 6 years. And I stumbled upon this. I thought I was doing something new, just like when I coined the word Cleonomics, or just like when I came up with the term Draco, or just like when I came up with the word Eagles Club. Come to find out, everything I'm doing has been done 6,000 years ago. So how do I know? In my DNA. If I trace it back, guaranteed, if I was to go back, my father's 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 father was doing the same thing that I'm doing right now. Because it's in my DNA. What you are doing, what you are designed to do, brothers and sisters, it's a familiar spirit. It's in your DNA. It's in your family tree. When I researched it back, I went back to my mother's father's father was named William Branch. Built the first church in the little town I grew up in called Forsyth, Texas. And when I did the research on William Branch, and I found out that he's got his name from the slave master. But it doesn't show in the county courthouse records when I went and researched it. It doesn't show, it just shows the name of the master, but it doesn't show the name of the slaves, because the slave's name was changed. And so the reason why this is important, because, again, the sins of the father is passed down to the sons, as well as the calling and the disposition and the anointing. Everything I'm doing, my mother did. I learned how to pray. I learned how to have discernment. I learned my compassion. Everything I'm doing, I got from my mother and I got from my father. Everything you're doing, you got from your mother and from your father. So that's why it's so important that you have a biological, that you have a relationship with your biological mother and your biological father, preferably. But even if you don't, guess what? It's in your genes. My father, really, I didn't really stay with my father that long enough to pick up his traits and his habits. Just, but everything that I do, from the eating sugar at night to the walking around and having my toes pop to all of my behavior, everything that I do, my father does. If I go back and I see my biological father right now, every time I go out and talk to him, I learn more about myself from him, because I'm a carbon copy of him. And the same way I'm a carbon copy of my biological father, I'm also a carbon copy of my spiritual father. Spiritual profiling is identifying the attributes and characteristics of your spiritual father, the same way you can do a biological profile based upon your DNA, and everything in your DNA came from your biological mother and your biological father. Well, it's the same thing spiritually, brothers. It's the same thing spiritually, sisters, but nobody teaches it. To my knowledge, I'm the only one. Now, I know I'm not the only one, because it was taught 6,000 years before the Bible was ever written. It's written on stone, cuneiform. There is a document in the Smithsonian. There's another document underneath the Vatican written on human skin. All of this is inside of a book that I read many years ago, and it's also inside of my book, The Vatican Deception. In my book, The Vatican Deception, I break down what's underneath the Vatican that the general public is not able to see, that's also inside of the Dead Sea Scrolls that is not presented to the general public, because they, whoever they don't want you to know your spiritual heritage. They don't want you to have spiritual discernment. They want you to walk around in a dumb stupor, not knowing your spiritual calling, your spiritual gifts. But the devil is a liar. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of the big G. You, God eternal within the body. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glow ray, the hope of the ray that glows. There is a ray, there's a frequency, a wave of vibration that activates or allows you to glow. That makes you bright. So you are a light on a hill that shines so that other people can see. Now, the reason why this is so important, because it seems insignificant, but if it can get somebody who was hooked on drugs and who had been in and out of treatment facilities, and nobody could or assist except the attributes and characteristics of God. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Your profile is a spiritual profile. So spiritual profiling, like criminal profiling, It identifies the attributes and characteristics that allows you to overcome your current pattern. So if you can take these words that elevate your feelings or your emotions program, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that one more time. This is how spiritual profiling works. This is why it's so important. A lot of people are having problems changing their behavior. A lot of people have problems getting out of Groundhog's Day. A lot of people have problems stopping bad behavior, if you want to use that word. And I just use the word bad behavior because it's not taking you in the direction of your goal, myself included. So how do we get on track and stay on track? The way that we get on track and stay on track is for us to vibrate in our highest possible good. The way that we vibrate on our highest possible good is for us to align with the attributes and characteristics of God. Now, the world says that you can do this with an amulet. A amulet is a stone that amplifies a particular frequency. So there is a counterfeit version, there's a counterfeit version of God's original. So can you go to a curandero? Can you go to a shaman? Can you go to a medicine man? Can you go to a psychic? Can you go to a palm reader? Can you go sprinkle some chicken blood? Can you go out and, you know, throw some, you know, salt over your left shoulder and, you know, draw some circles and do all of that stuff? Absolutely. Will it work? Absolutely. But you're going to get your power from the little G and not the big G. All I recommend is that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof leads to death, spiritual death. The big G doesn't need gimmicks. He doesn't need techniques. All he needs is a made-up mind. That's it. Now, you can have a healthy body by eating healthy food. You can also have a healthy body by thinking healthy thoughts. Which one you want to do, boo-boo, it's up to you. Now, you can worship the physical sun. You can go outside and you can say, oh, great sun. You can stand out in the sun, let the rays of the sun hit your body, and the photons that have been released by the sun hit your skin, and the melanocyte in your skin turns it into a neurophoton. That way it can be absorbed by your neurological system, so that way you can be animated, and you can worship the sun. Or you can worship the creator of the sun, because the physical sun, remember, all physical substance comes from an invisible source. Let me say that again. All physical substance comes from an invisible source. Just because you can't see it because it's invisible doesn't mean it's not there. Every physical symbol has an invisible or provides or produces an invisible substance. I just traced it back using etymology. The same way I break down words, I break down beliefs. So I trace back belief systems to their original source or their original cause. I worship causality, where most people worship the effects. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are called to go deeper down the rabbit trail than others. So you should not, I cannot make someone else feel good or bad for the way they design. That's not my job. My job is not here, I'm not here to try to belittle anybody. I'm not here trying to make you feel bad for the way God designed you. Now, sometimes I say things that have that effect, and I apologize in advance. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here. If you are 5'6", I'm not here to belittle you because you're not 6'5". Because the person that is 6'5", I'm going to ask them, what did they do to guarantee that they became 6'5", and in a duplicatable system, can they meet how to go from being 5'6" to 6'5"? I haven't found a person on earth yet that can teach me how to go from 5'6 to 6'5 naturally, with no technology, with no gimmick, without breaking no bones and strips and doing that crap that they do in China. I'm talking about naturally with my brain. What am I saying? I am saying that there is a biblical, there is a spiritual, there is a God-given design. You're supposed to operate in that design. That design allows you to shine. Without knowing that design, you can't shine. And then if you can't shine, hell, you don't mind. You don't mind doing drugs. You don't mind being a womanizer. You don't mind being a liar. You don't mind being a cheat. You don't mind doing none of the stuff that you're doing because you ain't got nothing that allows you to shine. The only way to stop what my friend was telling me, he got off drugs when he found his shine. I stopped being a womanizer when I found my shine. Why? I found a higher good. Now, the feeling I got from being a womanizer was great. But the feeling I get from helping people find purpose is greater. I don't know if you can understand. The only way you can understand it is to try it. And if you try it, if you understand how gifted you are, you will walk away from sin. You don't need nobody to lay hands on you. You need nobody to slap no oil upside your head. All you need to do is identify and connect with your God-given purpose. Why? That is God inside of you, manifest and operating himself as you. That's all you got to do. But that's very difficult to do because it's not taught. What do I mean by it's not taught? If I tell you the same thing that I was told when I was a young man, God has a call on your life. You have a call on your life, brother. Okay, thank you. Reverend Dr. Bishop, that's great. What is that call? I don't know, but you got a call. Or, brother, you got a call to be an evangelist, okay? What did that do? What am I supposed to do? How do I do that? And more importantly, how do I pay my light bill with my title? How do I pay my light bill with my title? Titles are only important if they are respected by men. Titles are not important if they don't garner no respect. So you can have all the titles you want. I call myself Dr. Will Rogers all I want to. Unfortunately, last time I tried to pay my car note with my title, they wanted something called capital. So if your title doesn't translate into something called capital, you can get rid of that title. It ain't gonna do me no good. I'm interested in being effective, brothers. I'm interested in immediate measurable results, sisters. I'm not here to talk no warm and fuzzy. I'm not here for you to tune in. I don't want to waste your time or my time. If I cannot make you more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and help you in your relationship, then you should not listen to me or buy my products or my services. However, I can guarantee you, I will put my life on the line. I back up my shit with my life. I guarantee you. Why am I so cocky or confident? Because I read something and it goes like this. The word of God says that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot of or one tittle of my word, before one jot or one tittle of the word returns forth. The word of God must accomplish that for which it was sent. Now, what I know that you don't know, or somebody that you know don't know, is that I am an ambassador of Christ. I looked up the definition of the word ambassador. I recommend you don't believe me. I recommend you look it up for yourself. I recommend, first of all, that you sign up for my program already. I've already done the homework for you. All you got to do is read it. However, if you want to go through my program, you can get on your knees right now and ask the Heavenly Father to show you what the hell is an ambassador of Christ. Just ask the big G. See, the ambassador, according to dictionary.com, has all of the powers And he's and he has all of the right to make decisions. And his word represents the country from which he's from. Now, let me say that again in English, because I don't know if you got that. Because if you understood that you are a son of God, now the son inherits and have all of the rights of the fathers. Now, again, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because right now, we are doing what it says in Hosea. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So the devil knows who you are and you don't, because the devil knows your profile. He's read your profile. So the devil knows you are a royal priest. The devil knows you are a holy nation. The devil knows you are a joint heir. The devil knows you are justified. The devil knows you are sanctified. The devil knows that you have been glorified. The devil knows that the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. The devil knows that. The devil knows when he's seeing you, he's seeing the Father. The devil knows. But do you know? Yeah, probably not so much. The enemy knows you better than you know yourself. The devil knows your profile, homeboy. The devil knows your profile, homegirl. Now, when we establish our spiritual profile, that connects you with your highest possible good. What does that mean? That means God is omnibenevolent. And if you're omnibenevolent, you are on the vibration of God, which means your spiritual profile now becomes a God profile. What does that mean? Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Remember the scripture we read? Philip asked him, Jesus, when are we going to see the Father? And then Jesus said, man, how long am I going to be with you? Why you keep asking me that question? Well, if you see me, do you see me? Yes, well, we see you. Okay, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The next verse, Philip says, okay, that's cool, but when are we going to see the Father? What does that mean? Philip did not know who Jesus was. Philip did not know who he was. Because Jesus was trying to explain to him that he is the vibrational equivalent of the Father on earth. So are you. Jesus is the ambassador. He was the firstborn of many brethren. That's what the Bible says. So the Bible says that Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. That's what the Bible says. Now, the problem with that statement is that most people that I know, they don't know. Just like I didn't know. So I didn't know what that meant to be, you know, be the firstborn of, you know, many brethren. He also is considered the creation. Again, I didn't know what that meant. So in Colossians 1, verse 15, it talks about what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. This is your spiritual profile, my brothers. This is your spiritual profile, my sisters, if you can wrap your brain around it. What does that mean? Your spiritual profile is in the image of the invisible God. Now, in English, what does it mean, though? Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 15. So 1 Corinthians 1, verse 15 says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, because by means of him all things were created in the heavens and upon the earth, the things visible and the things invisible, no matter whether they are thrones or lords or governments or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Also, he is before all things. And by means of him, all things were made that exist. Now, the firstborn means first created. That simply means Jesus is the Word that became flesh. That says in John chapter 1, verse 1. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. He is created because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The ability to create words. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The ability to create words. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The ability to create words. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that can do what I'm doing? Can your vocal cords, more importantly, can your brain think in terms of words that form sentences? A sentence, when you go to court, they sentence you to a prism, which is a prism, P-R-I-S. You are in a prism of your own sentence based upon your own word. If you can change your word, you change your sentence. If you change your sentence, you change your prison. If you change your prison, you change your terms. If you change your terms, you change your paragraph. You change your paragraph, you change your chapter. That's your bio or your course of living. In other words, as a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. The words that you use put you in the kind of environment that you are in. The words that you use put you in the kind of environment that you're in. And it takes you out of the God kind, the God class. So this word first created has to do with under, over, and understanding of what they call proto, P-R-O-T-O in the Greek. Comes from another Greek word, kitzo, K-I-T-Z-O, kitzo, in the original text. That simply means preeminence. It means preeminent. It means pre-existing. It means that you are of the pre-existing kind. That means you have a prior existence with the Father before you ever incarnated in this environment. Jesus is the first incarnate. He incarnates by using his he's an incarnation of the incarnation of an incarceration. Simply means he used words to put himself in an environment that we call a planet or a prison. So, brothers and sisters, it's starting to rain pretty hard where we are driving through, so let me wrap it up and focus on my driving. But I need everybody to really understand that you have the ability to not only understand your profile and unique. I've given you the steps in your DFNA report by taking your date of birth and taking your name. It gives you a bunch of letters and a bunch of numbers. All of those letters and all of those numbers come out to 12 numbers that can be reduced to 4 numbers. Excuse me. That can be reduced to one number. That one number is what is called the single standing column of waveform energy. That number that is divisible by all the numbers minus the 3, because all of the numbers, the 4 predominate in the number. The number that is divisible. Now, for some people, it's difficult. It's either a 1 if you have all odd numbers in your chart, or if you got a lot of even numbers, it may be a 2. All of my numbers on my chart are 3, 6, and 9. So what number can be divided into 3? What number can be divided into 6? What number can be divided into 9? Equally, 3. So the most predominant number in my profile is a 3. What is the single in your chart which is a visible symbol of an invisible trait and characteristic of God. Don't talk to me about your numbers, man. I ain't interested. I'm not a numerologist. I don't do numerology. I'm a spiritualist. I do spirituality. I'm a spiritual therapeutic specialist. I ain't no damn palm reader. I don't do numerology. I don't do zodiac. I don't do horoscope. That's for, here's another study for another time. Don't worship the creation. Don't worship numbers. Don't worship no damn zodiac signs. Don't worship no freaking stars and no planets. Worship the creator of the stars and the planets. Worship substance, not symbols. Worship substance, not symbols. Brothers and sisters, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of the big chief. It is my prayer that you are over and understand how to operate and vibrate in your true potential as a spiritual provider. That's why you're here on earth, to understand yourself and help other people understand themselves. Please join my life management system so I can teach you this system if you're not already. For the members that's already a part of the life management system, stick around. We're getting to that module. We'll get to the wisdom module where I break down spiritual power. P stands for prayer. O stands for obedience. W stands for the word. E stands for empathy. R stands for relationship. We're going to break down how to become a spiritual profiler when we get to the module that deals with wisdom. For everybody that's tuning in live, which hopefully you are, July the 13th and 14th, I'll be in Boise breaking down this particular system, as well as everything else that I share in the life plan of the system. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you now, because it's never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, but no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this. Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness. I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it's a committed, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.